Cambridge International Examinations, International General Certificate of Secondary Education, March Examination Series 2017, English as a Second Language. Extended Tier, Listening Comprehension. Welcome to the exam. In a moment, your teacher is going to give out the question papers. When you get your paper, fill in your name, centre number and candidate number on the front page. Do not talk to anyone during the exam. If you would like the recording to be louder or quieter, tell your teacher now. The recording will not be stopped while you are doing the exam. Teacher, please give out the question papers. And when all the candidates are ready to start the test, please turn the recording back on. Now you are all ready, here is the exam. Questions 1 to 4. You will hear four short recordings. Answer each question on the line provided. Write no more than three words or a number for each detail. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. A. How will the class travel to their destination? B. What are the students going to do on their trip?
Have you got everything for tomorrow's trip to Edinburgh?
Yes, Mum. Don't worry.
What time do you need to set off in the morning?
Around 7, I think.
Are you walking to school?
Well, I'm going to take the bus to meet up with Martin. Everybody needs to be at the station by 8:15 because our art teacher, Mrs. Achal, has to check that we've all turned up. We're catching the 8:30 direct train to Edinburgh.
Oh, are you going to the castle there?
We did that last time and also did a lot of walking. This time we've got to take photos. Mrs. Achal is thinking of putting together a display for the parents' evening.
Have you got everything for tomorrow's trip to Edinburgh?
Yes, Mum. Don't worry.
What time do you need to set off in the morning?
Around 7, I think.
Are you walking to school?
Well, I'm going to take the bus to meet up with Martin. Everybody needs to be at the station by 8:15 because our art teacher, Mrs. Achal, has to check that we've all turned up. We're catching the 8:30 direct train to Edinburgh.
Oh, are you going to the castle there?
We did that last time and also did a lot of walking. This time we've got to take photos. Mrs. Achal is thinking of putting together a display for the parents' evening.
Question 2. A. Which part of the country will have the wettest weather today? B. When will the weather become more settled?
As you can see from the satellite images, the southeast is the most affected by the strong winds we've been experiencing since Sunday. These will be accompanied by some heavy showers. The north will see some brighter spells during the day, with temperatures reaching double figures in the afternoon. On Wednesday, the west coast will enjoy much more stable conditions as warm weather arrives, which will be with us for the rest of the week. Looking ahead, from Monday onwards, things are set to change. As you can see from the satellite images, the southeast is the most affected by the strong winds we've been experiencing since Sunday. These will be accompanied by some heavy showers. The north will see some brighter spells during the day, with temperatures reaching double figures in the afternoon. On Wednesday, the west coast will enjoy much more stable conditions as warm weather arrives, which will be with us for the rest of the week. Looking ahead, from Monday onwards, things are set to change.
Question 3. A. What does the girl like best about the new sports centre? B. How much will the boy have to pay for his monthly membership fee?
Have you been to the new sports centre yet?
No, have you?
Yes, I went swimming there last night and watched the sunset through their huge glass windows. It was so relaxing, though nothing beats their diving pool.
I've also heard that they're offering boxing classes.
Yes, I think they're very popular.
Are you a member? Is it expensive?
I pay £2.50 each time I go swimming, but I'm not a member. I know there are different options if you want to join. It's £48.50 per month, but as you're a student, you're eligible for a discount, which brings it down to £21.50.
I thought it'd be around £60.
Have you been to the new sports centre yet?
No, have you?
Yes, I went swimming there last night and watched the sunset through their huge glass windows. It was so relaxing, though nothing beats their diving pool.
I've also heard that they're offering boxing classes.
Yes, I think they're very popular.
Are you a member? Is it expensive?
I pay £2.50 each time I go swimming, but I'm not a member. I know there are different options if you want to join. It's £48.50 per month, but as you're a student, you're eligible for a discount, which brings it down to £21.50.
I thought it'd be around £60.
Question 4. A. What will the prize be for the winner of the fashion show? B. Where can students get essential information about the next fashion show?
Following the success of last year's end-of-year fashion show, which helped our students with their university applications to study fashion and design, we've now decided to make it an annual event. This year, the winner will be offered work experience with a local business owner involved in the fashion industry. We'd like you to experiment with turning something old into something new. For example, recycling an item of clothing to make something trendy that you'd be happy to wear. The school library has some photos from last year's event, but if you'd like to enter, go to the school website for the application form and the rules. Following the success of last year's end-of-year fashion show, which helped our students with their university applications to study fashion and design, we've now decided to make it an annual event. This year, the winner will be offered work experience with a local business owner involved in the fashion industry. We'd like you to experiment with turning something old into something new. For example, recycling an item of clothing to make something trendy that you'd be happy to wear. The school library has some photos from last year's event, but if you'd like to enter, go to the school website for the application form and the rules.
That is the end of the 4 short recordings. In a moment, you will hear question 5. Now look at the questions for this part of the exam. Question 5. You will hear a talk given by Ron Beckett about a competition called the Survival Challenge. Listen to the talk and complete the details below. Write 1 or 2 words or a number in each gap. You will hear the talk twice.
Alaska is a stunning part of the world with breathtaking views and a varied landscape, but despite its beauty, it is also known for its harsh conditions. For this reason, organisers chose this state for their new competition called the Survival Challenge. Moreover, Alaska is also home to 17 of the 20 highest peaks in the United States, and this reality show certainly tests contestants' physical endurance and survival skills. The competition is done in teams for safety reasons and to test teamwork. The goal of the competition is for contestants to get from the starting point to the finish in a given time. This year, the starting point was an island with a high population of bears. The contestants didn't have to worry about creatures like snakes or spiders, but had to be ready to deal with other dangers later on, like mountain river crossings, in order to get to the finishing line, which was near a 1,200-metre-high active volcano. The organisers always take the contestants' safety very seriously. In case of emergencies, a helicopter was available 24 hours a day at the nearest hospital, and each team was also equipped with a two-way radio. Teams were only given basic supplies at the start and had to provide more food for themselves on the way. Some tried surviving by picking berries and collecting wild mushrooms, but soon realised that, although it was much more difficult, it was fish that was going to give them the necessary energy, if only they could catch them. Having enough safe water to drink was another challenge. The rivers and ice from glaciers provided plenty of water, which contestants were advised to purify before drinking. Organisers also made sure that all contestants had a complete supply of salt tablets to take on a regular basis. This helped all contestants to keep well hydrated and stay healthy throughout the competition. Alaska can get extremely cold, as almost a third of the state lies within the Arctic Circle. The highest average temperature is around 17 degrees Celsius in June. In a cold year, the highest average temperature in the same month can be as low as 8 degrees. Between July and May, it is even less warm, with August and September seeing the highest rainfall. In snow-covered areas, some preparation was needed before the tent could be put up for the night. For contestants, staying warm when sleeping was rather tricky. Even with a good sleeping bag inside the tent, it was vital that all the snow had been cleared away in order to benefit from the ground which provided insulation. Despite contestants initially worrying about having cold hands and feet, all teams had been instructed to focus on protecting their necks when the temperature dropped, as most heat is lost through that part of the body. Having said that, people shouldn't wear too many layers of clothing in general, because we also lose heat through sweat. For this reason, the contestants were all provided with clothes made from a light material which was both breathable and waterproof. Now, before I talk about the winning team, are there any questions?
Now you will hear the talk again.
Alaska is a stunning part of the world with breathtaking views and a varied landscape, but despite its beauty, it is also known for its harsh conditions. For this reason, organisers chose this state for their new competition called the Survival Challenge. Moreover, Alaska is also home to 17 of the 20 highest peaks in the United States. And this reality show certainly tests contestants' physical endurance and survival skills. The competition is done in teams for safety reasons and to test teams.